的学习。
Lord, we want to thank you for the privilege of the Word of God, for the help of the Spirit as we try to understand the Word of God.
所以呢，主啊，我们的感恩，我们有这样的荣幸，有神的圣灵来帮助我们去理解神的话。
And today, Lord, some possibly difficult passages to understand, help us, we pray.
所以呢，今天呢，我们可能有一个非常难理解的一章，求您帮助我们，我们祷告。
We would again pray the prayer of Luke 11. We pray that you would lend us the three loaves that are required to satisfy the hearts of all who have met together in order to learn your truth today.
所以我们今天继续祷告路加福音第十一章的那样祷告词，就是求您借给我们三个饼，所以这样呢，我们下午呢可以满足每一个聚在这一起学习神的话和真理的心灵。
Claiming your promise, we proceed.
所以呢，借着您的应许，我们就可以进行。
And we give thanks in Jesus' name. Amen.
我们献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
All right. So it is Hebrews chapter 5.
所以呢，我们翻到希伯来书第五章。
And the theme of Hebrews chapter 5 is...There is an Aaronic priesthood, and there is the priesthood of Melchizedek, of which Jesus is the priest.
所以呢，希伯来书第五章的这个主题呢，就是说这里有一个现行的那个祭司制度，然后一个叫麦基洗德的一个大祭司，就是说这里讲到我们主耶稣就是像麦基洗德那样的大祭司。
They were both priests, and so, therefore, in many respects, their responsibilities and their abilities were, the same.
所以呢，他们都是大祭司，所以他们的责任呢和他们的位置呢基本上都是一样的。
But the fact is that this, the priesthood of the Lord Jesus was far superior to the priesthood of Aaron.
所以呢，主耶稣基督他的这个祭司的这个身份呢，比那个亚伦的那个祭司身份要高得多得多。
And so we're going to go through and follow the analysis that will draw that comparison.
所以呢，我们就要一直沿着这个学习，然后我们就知道这里的一个比较。
So chapter 5 verse 1 says, every high priest is selected from among men and is appointed to represent man in matters related to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins.
所以第一节说呢，凡从人间挑选的大祭司是奉派替人办理属神的事儿，为要献上礼物和赎罪祭。
So that's the basic logic of the Old Testament priest.
所以这就是在旧约时代这种祭司的一个基本的逻辑。
And one of the encouraging things about that priesthood is verse 2. He is able to deal gently with those who are ignorant and are going astray, since he himself is subject to weakness.
所以呢，这其中一个非常令人受到鼓励的一个经文就是第二节。第二节他说他能体谅到那愚蒙的和失迷的人，因为他自己也是被软弱所困。
There's really only two reasons why we need a priest.
所以这里只有两个原因为什么我们需要一个祭司。
The first reason is because we are ignorant. We just don't understand all about God and all about ourselves. How could we ever get to God if we didn't have someone to help us?
所以呢，第一个呢，就是说我们都是无知者，我 们和十年，我们也不知道啊，其他的人，我们也不知道自己。所以呢，如果没有一个人来帮助我们，我们怎么可以来到神的面前呢？
But it isn't just that we're ignorant. We've got a problem. We're sinners. And we don't deserve to come near God because of all the sins that we commit in our lives.
因为我们不光是呢，因为我们无知，而且是因为我们是罪人。所以呢，我们因为我们在我们的人生中所犯的一切的罪，所以我们就不配来到神面前。
So we rejoice in a priesthood that can bring ignorant people like us and sinners like us to God.
所以呢，我们非常享受这个祭司呢，他可以把我们这样的无知的和这样的罪人呢，带到神的面前呢。
All right.Now verse 3 says, this is why the priest has to offer sacrifices for his own sins, as well as the sins of other people.
第三节记说，故此呢，他理当为百姓和自己献上赎罪祭。
Now, the fact that he offers sacrifices for himself,is very good because he's got to get close to God if he can bring us close to God.
所以祭司呢，他为自己赎罪呢，这个是非常必要的，因为他如果他自己的罪赎了呢，他可以把我们带到神的那里去。
And so when you follow the study of the priesthood through the Old Testament, you'll find that the Lord Jesus himself, I'm sorry, that Aaron himself was, He was offering sacrifices for himself before he was fully ordained to be a priest.
所以呢，实际上呢，你如果跟随着旧约时代的那个祭司的那个制度呢，你就会知道，当那个亚伦呢，他要是先得把自己的罪赎了，然后他才可以被定为祭司。
Now the good news of that is that if he offered the sacrifices for himself and they worked, so if he offers sacrifices for us, it'll work too.
那这个就是这样的，如果呢，他把他的他献上祭以后呢，除了他自己的罪有效呢，那他为我们献祭呢，那也是有效的。
But the key point here is this.If he offers sacrifices for himself, he understands how ignorant and how sinful we are because he himself recognizes he needs forgiveness for his sins. He needs help for his ignorance. So he becomes an understanding high priest.
所以呢，这里的呢，就讲的呢，如果他为自己的罪去赎罪的话，献上祭的话，他就知道他自己的无知，知道他自己的失迷，然后呢，这样的话，他也能理解我们的罪和我们的无知和我们的失迷。所以这样呢，他作为一个最高祭司呢，他就知道怎么去献祭赎罪。
Sometimes the little girl hurts herself.And she is so disappointed, so distressed. She goes to mommy and she says, mommy, I hurt myself. Can you help?
所以有时候呢，一个小姑娘呢，她把自己受伤了。受伤了以后呢，她就感到非常痛。她就跑到她妈妈那里说，妈妈，我自己把自己弄伤了。所以你能不能帮助我？
And the little girl says, mommy,Doesn't matter what you say, it still hurts. I need help, it still hurts.
所以那个小姑娘跟妈妈说，妈妈，不管你说什么，但是我仍然感觉非常痛，所以呢，我需要你来帮助我。
And then mama says, you know, when I was a little girl, I had exactly the same accident. And you know what?The Lord healed me, and he can heal you. And the little girl says, well, mommy, that's true. If God could help you, he probably can help me.
所以呢，妈妈就跟那个小姑娘说呢，她说，你知道吗？当我还是个小姑娘的时候呢，我也是跟你一样， 我有一个事故，我也受伤了，受伤了以后呢，然后我就求主帮助我们，帮助我，但主呢治好了我，所以我认为呢主治好了我，他也可能治好你。所以那个小姑娘说，这是真的，妈妈，因为如果主能治好你，他也同样能够治好我。
So God's plan for the Aaronic priesthood was that Aaron and his sons walk with the Lord in such a wonderful way that the men and women who followed him would say, if it worked for Aaron, it will work for me. If it worked for the other priests, it will work for me.
因为神在那个亚伦时代，亚伦祭司时代的给他们的计划呢，就是亚伦和他的后代和他的孩子们呢，他们与神同行一个完美的方式。这样呢，他们如果能够与神同行呢，他们的能够作为祭司去帮他们赎罪呢，他们那些跟着他一起的那些子民呢，那些人民呢，也会同样的去以这种方式来到神面前赎罪。
Verse says, no one takes this honor upon himself. He must be called of God, just as Aaron was.
所以第四节说呢，这大祭司的尊荣没有人自取，唯要蒙神所召，像亚门一样。
So it's very, very important. If someone is a priest, you go to the priest and you say, how did you get to be priest?
所以这个是非常非常重要的。如果一个人呢，他是个祭司，你就会去问他说，你怎么成为祭司的？
And very often the men in the world who are not of the Aaronic priesthood would say, I got to be a priest in this religion because I was very good. I served the God of that religion. I did this, I did that. And you'd say, is that really the qualification for being a priest?
所以呢，如果不是在那个亚门的那个祭司制度里的那样的人呢，在其他的宗教里面的那样的人呢，你就问他说你怎么成为祭司的？他就说呢，我是因为我是个好人呢，我做了好多好事啊，我做到这做到那，所以呢我才可以成为祭司。那你说你这做这些就让你能有资格成为祭司吗？
Or he might say, well, I'm only a priest because God appointed me to be a priest.
所以你可以仅仅只说一句话，你就说我成为祭司是因为神召我做祭司。
Well, if that were true, that certainly would be more reassuring, wouldn't it?
如果这是真的话，那么说呢，这是更有保障的，是不是？
If it's not true, it's just a great big lie. But if it is true, that's very reassuring.
所以呢，如果不是真的话呢，你只是撒了一个弥天大谎。但如果真的是真的呢，那就是极其有保障。
So how did Aaron get to be a priest? And the instructions are clearly given by God in Exodus 28. Moses, you appoint Aaron and his sons to be my priest. No questions asked. Aaron, that is your job.
所以那亚伦是怎么成为祭司呢？在出埃及记的第28章里，摩西就跟亚伦说，亚伦，神要召你和你的孩子们作为祭司，就没有其他的问题，你这就是亚伦他们的工作。
So the question now is Jesus a priest?
所以现在的问题是呢，主耶稣他是祭司吗？
Verse 5, so Christ also did not take upon himself the glory of becoming a high priest, but God said to him, you are my son, today I have become your father, and he says in another place, you are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
继续说呢，如此。基督也不是自取荣耀做大祭司，乃是在乎他说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你的那一位。就如经上又有一处说，你是照着麦基洗德的等次永远为祭司。
How did he get to be a high priest? Psalm 110, clearly speaking about the Messiah, the coming Christ, the Son of God, and it says, you are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
所以呢，主耶稣基督怎么成为祭司的呢？ 在诗篇110篇里， 其实就讲到了主，那个神说呢， 你是我的爱子， 我今日生你， 然后呢就说， 你是照着麦基洗德的等次， 永远为祭司。
So both Aaron and the Lord Jesus were appointed priests by God himself.
所以呢，亚伦和主耶稣呢，他们都是由神招来作为大祭司的。
But we know something else about the life of the Lord Jesus and the priesthood of the Lord Jesus. Verse 7.
所以我们在第七节里呢，也知道 关于主耶稣基督的人生和主耶稣作为祭司的这样一个身份的。
It says, during the days of Jesus' life on earth, Jesus offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission.
第七节说，基督在肉体的时候，既大声哀哭、流泪、祷告，恳求那能救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚蒙了应允。So
when Jesus prayed, did he ever pray like you and me?
当主耶稣基督祷告的时候，他像你我这样去祷告吗？
The answer is yes.
答案是是的。
Did he ever pray the simple words, Lord, this hurts?
所以主耶稣基督, 有没有这样祷告过说主啊,这个很痛?
Have you ever prayed that?
你有这样祷告过吗?
The answer is, of course you have.
答案当然是。
Hand over, and we say, Lord, this is all wonderful, but you want to know the truth, it hurts.
所以呢，这个就是一再一再的发生。你当然这么祷告过，你说呢，主啊，这个一切都是很美好的，但是呢，在这里面呢，我就有时候感觉非常痛。And
would you remember when Jesus was alive, he prayed the same kind of prayer in circumstances very similar to what you have when you pray that prayer.
所以你们都知道，当主耶稣基督还在地球上的时候呢，他也祷告过这样一个祷告，就是说，就像你在你碰到一个很艰难的情况下，你那样去祷告一样，他也那么祷告过。Sometimes
we think that because the Lord Jesus was God, he never hurt himself.
有时候我们这么去想呢，就说，因为主耶稣基督他是神，所以他永远不会感觉痛。
Do you think he ever fell over and skinned his knee and started to cry when he was a boy?
所以你认为他当时还是个小男孩，但是他有没有跌倒过，然后把他的那个膝盖上的皮擦破了，然后他哭，有没有这样的事情发生过呢？
Yeah, it's the same kind of problems you have.
所以是的，因为他跟你我一样都有同样的问题。
Do you think he was ever very lonely and despondent when people he loved told him that they didn't love him?
所以呢，你认为他有没有这样的，就是感到非常孤独，说是他爱的那些人却不爱他呢？
Remember, his own brothers in the city of Nazareth didn't love him?
你们知道他自己的那些弟兄呢，在他的 拿撒勒那个城里呢，不爱他。
When was the time when he was a man when they first tried to kill him? When was that?
所以呢，当他还是个人，在肉身的时候呢，有谁第一次尝试着要杀害他，这是什么时候呢？
Well, that's when he was in Nazareth with all those people who grew up with him, who saw his miracles and watched the wonderful way he lived, and hated him.
因为这就是那个当时在拿撒勒那个城市里的时候，那些所有的人和他一起长大的人看到了他所行的神迹和所做的一切呢，他们开始恨他。
And so verse 8 says, although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered.
第八节说他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。
That's very strange. Did the Lord Jesus learn obedience, or was he always obedient?
这个是非常奇怪的，因为主耶稣基督他是学会了顺从呢，还是他一直都是顺从的？
Well, of course he was always obedient because nobody could ever accuse him of being a sinner. He was always obedient.
当然了，主耶稣基督他一直是顺从的，因为没有任何一个人可以指责他说他是个罪人。
Well, if he was always obedient, how could he learn obedience?
如果他一直都是顺从的，他怎么会学会呢顺从？
He already knows it. How can you learn it?
如果你已经知道了，那你怎么去学呢？
And the answer is he learned obedience by suffering in that he learned the cost of obedience by suffering.
所以呢，实际上呢，他是在苦难中学了顺从，因为为什么呢？他通过苦难学会了顺从的那个代价。
He would say, if I do that, I'm going to suffer. I know it, I should be obedient, but if I am obedient, there will be great suffering.
他说呢，如果我去做那个呢，我就会受苦难，但是呢，如果我顺从了呢，那么就有更大的苦难等着我。
And sometimes you and I will be tempted to say, Lord, I would like to do that, but if I do what's right, it's going to hurt something fierce. I don't want the pain.
所以呢，有时候呢，你我都会这么学去想。我就说呢，主啊，我们知道那样去做对的，是对的。但是如果我那样去做呢？肯定会有很大的痛苦在等着我。
This verse says, don't worry about that. The Lord Jesus suffered. Even though he was God's son, he suffered in order to learn the difficulties of obedience that you and I have to learn in life too.
所以这句经文告诉我呢，你不要担心这个。因为就算主耶稣基督他是神的儿子，他同样要在顺从中在苦难中学会顺从，就是说在你我这样的条件下，我们也要通过苦难来学会顺从。
And now verse 9 is very important. It says, and once he was made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him.
所以第九节是非常重要的，他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
When Aaron was obedient, and when he lived a life honoring God, we're told that he became the source of salvation in this world for the people who had sinned.
Aaron.
Aaron.
Yeah. 所以他说亚伦呢，他当他学会了顺从以后呢，他就活出一个完美的人生，然后亚伦呢就变成了这个世界上有罪的人的那个救恩。
So, if you were living in Aaron's day and you sinned a particular sin, why, you would either have to have Aaron forgive those sins because you offered what God wanted, or you could be driven out from your people and you'd live as an outcast, nowhere near the children of Israel anymore.
所以如果你活在亚伦那个时代呢，那你犯了某一项罪，那么说呢，你就来到亚伦这里，亚伦会为你献祭，献一个绳索， 接受的祭，然后你的罪就可以被赦免。如果你不这么做的话呢，你就会被赶出以色列的族群，然后你就永远不能跟当时的以色列人在一起。
Well, Aaron's priesthood brought the sinners of his day into contact with God so that they could continue to live in this life, in this land.
所以呢，亚伦当时做祭司的那个制度呢，是亚伦可以把当时犯了罪的人呢带到神的面前来赎罪，然后呢他们就可以永远的在当时神所应许的那个土地上和当时的神的子民一起生活。
But in a similar way now, Jesus became the source of eternal salvation.
所以呢，同样的原因呢，主耶稣基督呢，他成为了人永远得救的根源。
Oh, you say that's pretty good.
你说这个太好了。
Aaron says, you do this and you can live in the country.
所以亚伦说呢，你这么去做呢，你可以在这个国家里生活。
Jesus said, you follow me, you can live in heaven forever. You can have eternal salvation.
所以主耶稣基督说呢，如果你是从我，你就可以呢，在那个天堂里永远活着，你有永远的救恩。
Which is better?
哪一个更好呢？
Well, of course, it's better to have eternal salvation than just salvation to keep you living in Vancouver for a little longer.
所以呢，当然呢，说你有永远的救恩呢，就是说肯定比你在温哥华得救以后活得稍微长一点要更好。
Verse 10 says he was designated by God to be the high priest in the order of Melchizedek. Totally different order.
所以呢，第十节说呢，并蒙神照着麦基洗德的等次称他为大祭司，这是完全不同的一个次序。
Aaron's priesthood was in this life. Melchizedek's priesthood was in the context of eternal life.
所以呢，亚伦的他的那个祭司制度呢，是只是在今生，那么麦基洗德的那个祭司制度呢，是在永恒里，有永恒的生命。
But verse 9 begins with the difficult phrase, and once made perfect.
所以呢，第九节呢，就是有一个非常难的一个词，就是让它变得完美。
Was Jesus ever any less than perfect?
主耶稣基督他从来有个不完美的时候吗？
No.
没有。
Nothing about him was ever less than perfect.
所以呢，主耶稣基督从来没有说有那么一点不完美。
So how can you make something perfect perfect?
你怎么让一个完美的东西变得完美？
If it's perfect, it's perfect. If it's not perfect, it's not perfect.
如果它是完美的，它就是完美的。如果它不是完美的，
how could Jesus be made perfect?
那主耶稣基督怎样可以得以完美完全？
And the answer is this, he was perfect in his character, but he was made perfect by suffering so that you and I could have full confidence in him when he says, I understand you,
I can help you. 虽然主耶稣基督呢，他从他的特点特性来说他是完美的，但是呢通过他所遭受的苦难让他变得完美，这样呢当你受苦难的时候，主耶稣基督可以说呢，因为我懂，我知道我也受过苦难，所以你的苦难我懂。
OK, so you got two priesthoods now.
所以你有两个祭司制度。
Was Aaron's priesthood a good priesthood?
所以亚伦的祭司制度是个好的祭司制度吗？
Yes. Was Jesus' priesthood a good priesthood?
所以是的。那么主耶稣基督的祭司制度是一个好的祭司制度吗？
Yes. Which is the greater?
哪一个更大一点呢？
哦。Oh. Now, the priesthood of Jesus Christ was much greater. Let's pretend that you and I were disciples in the days of the Lord Jesus. We were disciples of John the Baptist.
所以呢，我们假设一下，你我都是在主耶稣基督那个时代呢，我们是他的门徒，我们是约翰的门徒，假设。
So you and I, we follow John the Baptist here and there and here and there. We would learn a lot from John the Baptist. Was John the Baptist a good man?
所以呢，你我呢，都是去当时跟随着施洗约翰，施洗约翰呢让我们做着做呢。那施洗约翰是一个好的人吗？
And the answer is sure was.
这答案当然是，他是个好人。
And one day when Jesus was in the audience, John was preaching. He looked at Jesus, and John 1 says, he saw Jesus. He said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world.
所以有一天呢，当那个施洗约翰在讲道的时候呢，主耶稣基督是他的听众之一。当施洗约翰看到主耶稣基督的时候呢，他说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人的罪孽。”
Now, if you were one of John's disciples that day, what would you do?
如果你当时是施洗约翰的门徒，那你会怎么做呢？
Well, you'd say, John is good, but John points to Jesus and says, Jesus is better, therefore, I'm going to stop following John and I'm going to start following Jesus. Would you say that?
因为当时呢，你就会说呢， 施洗约翰是个好人，但是他却指着主耶稣基督说主耶稣基督比他更好。所以呢，当时呢，你是停止去跟从施洗约翰来跟从主耶稣呢，还是你愿意那么做吗？
That's exactly what the disciples did. They said, thanks, John. They followed Jesus and they continued on and became Jesus' disciples. John's disciples. He still had a few, but the disciples who really believed John followed Jesus.
这就是当时呢，那个施洗约翰的门徒们所做的事情。他们说，谢谢你，约翰，再见了，我们要去跟随主耶稣基督。然后虽然施洗约翰仍然还有一些门徒在那里，但是大部分施洗约翰的门徒呢，都跟从了主耶稣基督。
Now that's the issue. That was before the Jewish Christians in the days when the book of Hebrews was written.
所以这呢就是当时这个问题，当时的犹太基督徒在那个希伯来书写之前他们所面临的一些问题。
That's the issue that's in front of you and I today.
这件事呢也是摆在你我面前今天所在的一些问题。
Lots of good things out there. Which are you going to follow? I am going to follow Jesus because he's way above anything else.
所以呢，实际上有很多的好的东西，你本来是应该跟从的，但是你说我要跟从主耶稣基督，因为主耶稣基督远比这些世界上好的事儿好的多得多。
Did the followers of God in the Old Testament, in the days of John and Jesus, did those followers have a good religion in the Hebrew religion?
所以当时的那些跟随着施洗约翰和主耶稣基督的那些跟随者们，他们当时有没有一个好的犹太的宗教呢？
And the answer is yes, they had a good religion.
所以答案是的，他们当时有一个好的犹太宗教。What
was their responsibility? To turn from the good and to accept Jesus, the priesthood of Melchizedek, which is far better.
所以当时他们的责任是什么呢？他们就转离那个好的宗教， 然后来跟随像麦基洗德和主耶稣基督这样远远好得多得多的。
Now Paul goes on, and I'm not sure if it was Paul, the writer to the Hebrews goes on in chapter 5, verse 11, and says, we have much to say about this, but it's hard to explain because you are slow to learn.
所以呢，实际上呢，这个使徒保罗他也不确定到底这个作者是不是使徒保罗，但这个希伯来的作者呢，在第十一节说呢，那到麦基洗德我们有好些的话，并且难以解明，因为你们听不进去。
That's a big problem in life for many of us.
所以这就是我们人生中呢，许多人面临的同样的问题。
The teacher says, Harold, I've got a lot to teach you. I would like to teach you, but you're pretty slow. You don't do your homework. You don't study very hard. I can't explain it to you because you won't put your mind to it.
所以呢，我的老师就跟我说呢 ，Harold， 我有好多好的东西要教给你，但是呢，你却听不进去，你不去做家庭作业，你不去想那些事情，你不好好听我的，所以我再也没有什么跟你解释的，因为解释你也听不懂。
So when I was at university, I took a physics exam once, and I did really, really well on that exam.
因为他还在大学的时候呢，他参加了一个物理的考试，物理学的考试呢，他在那个考试里他考得非常非常好。
I think it's the only time in my life I ever got more than 100% on an exam.
所以呢，他就说呢，这是在他人生中唯一的一次，他得到了超过100%的分数。
My professors were very impressed.
所以他的教授呢非常的高兴。
They came to me and they said to me, Harold, you should become a physicist because you did really well on that exam.
所以呢，他们来跟我说 ，Harold， 我认为你应该成为一个物理学家，因为你在这个考试里考得非常好。
I said, no, it's not going to work.
我说不，这个我不想做物理。
I said, actually, I'm very slow to learn physics.
我说呢，我实际上呢，我学物理学的时候反应非常迟钝。
I didn't have the patience. I didn't have the determination. I don't think I had the intelligence to be a good physicist.
所以呢，他说我没有耐心，我也没有就是说那个有决心。但是呢，我认为我甚至没有那个智商去学物理学。
So I should tell you the rest of the story.
所以我要告诉你一下这个故事的下半部。
I didn't really understand physics very well, but I did have a good sense of humor.
所以呢，他说我不是很理解物理学，但是我有很好的幽默感。
And I recognize that on the exam, every question had a joke in the question.
所以呢，他在参加考试的时候，他发现每一题里面呢都有一个很好的笑话。
And so I simply read over the question, looking for the joke, had a really good laugh, and understood what the question was and answered it correctly.
所以呢，他实际上呢，他就是看那个笑话，看完了呢，他就非常感到非常好笑。他笑了以后呢，他按照那个好笑的逻辑呢，就写出答案了。
If you understood the jokes, it was a very easy exam.
所以如果你理解那个笑话呢，那么那个考试就是非常容易的。
If you didn't understand the jokes, you could still be sitting in the examination room trying to figure it out.
所以呢，如果你不理解那个笑话的话呢，你仍然可以在那个教室里进行考试，试图找出答案。
All right, here's these Jewish people. Are you going to leave the Hebrew priesthood, the Aaronic priesthood? Are you going to go on to Jesus? And they say, well, we don't know. And the apostle has to say to them, trouble you is you're not very good at learning.
医生呢，这就是当时犹太人所面临的问题。他们说呢，你们有犹太制度的这个祭司，还有是主耶稣基督麦基洗德这个意思，哎，祭司制度，你们要跟随哪一个呢？那是当时的犹太人说啊，我也搞不清楚。所以他就那个使徒必须告诉他们说，我教你们，你们也听不进去。
Well, he says, in fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone else to teach you the elementary truths of God's word all over again.
第十二节继续说，看到你们学习功夫，本该做师傅，甚至还得有人将神圣言小学的开单另教导你们，并且承担那必须吃奶。
Why did they have problems?
他们为什么有问题呢?
Well, they didn't really understand what God was speaking to them in the Aaronic priesthood. They didn't understand that.
所以呢，他们真的不是很用心去听那个神给他们的那个亚伦的那个祭司制度，他们当时还不是完全明白。
They could have understood. All they'd have to do is open their Bibles and study some more.
他们本来是可以理解的，因为他们所要做的只是把当时他们的妥拉打开，多学习一下。
They said, no, 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 we've got other things we've got to do. We've got a party tonight. We've got to work on this. We've got to plan that. And so instead of following and studying the truth of God, they didn't study it. And because they didn't study it, they didn't understand it.
所以他们说了，不不不，我们没有时间学习。我们今天要参加一个宴会，我们也要去做这做那，我们还有很多其他的时间要做。我们没有时间来学习神的话，所以他们因为不学习神的话，所以他们不明白。
So they said, the apostle said to them, "You need milk, not solid food."
所以当时的写这封书信的使徒跟他们说呢，你们必须吃奶，不能吃干粮。
What's the difference between milk and solid food?
所以呢，奶和牛奶和干粮是有什么区别呢?
Well, milk is nutrition you get from someone else.
所以呢，牛奶呢是你从你得到营养，从其他人得到营养。
Solid food is nutrition you get for yourself.
所以呢，干粮呢是你自己吸取营养。
So some people say, you know, I like to go to that church.Because the preacher they have there, he is really good, and we learn all kinds of good things from him.
所以有些人说呢，我想去那个教会，我喜欢去，因为那里的讲道的人讲得非常好，我从他那里学到了很多的东西。
And what they learn from him is milk.
所以他们从讲道的人那里学到的东西呢，就是牛奶。
But if you want solid food, what do you do?
如果你要吃干粮，那你会做什么呢?
You go to the Bible yourself.
你去自己学圣经。
You read it. You reread it. You think about it. You pray about it. You read it again. And then you say, this is wonderful.
你读圣经，再读一遍，然后你再去思考一下，然后你再祷告，祷告完了你再继续读。你说哦，这句经文太美。
So the story is told about a man who went to the preacher one day, and he says, "You know, when I read the Bible, I never get anything out of it. It's all just words."
所以呢，这样有一个故事，就是一个人呢，他去跟一个讲道人说呢，他说，你知道吗？当我自己读圣经的时候呢。我什么都没学到，我所读到的只是一些单词在上面。
So the preacher said to him, "Well, I've got an assignment for you then."
然后那个讲道人就跟他说呢，我给你布置个家庭作业。
This is what I want you to do. Every single day for the next month, I want you to read through the book of 1 Peter, 5 chapters a day. That is your job.
他说呢，这就是我给你布置的作业，从现在开始，然后每一天呢，你就要把彼得前书的从一章到五章读一遍，每一天你都要读一遍。
Before the month was over, the man's wife went to the preacher and said to the preacher, "Would you please tell my husband to read something else?"
所以呢，四个月过去了，然后这个人的妻子呢，跑到那个讲道人那去说呢，你能不能告诉我丈夫读一点别的？
He said, "Why?"
他说为什么？
She said, "Because every time we talk, he says to her, I just got to tell you something else that's wonderful about the book of 1 Peter. I just learned this. I just learned that. I just learned this." She says, let's get something other than Peter.
所以呢，他就说呢，因为我每次跟我丈夫交谈的时候，他就说了，啊，你看呢，我今天又从彼得前书你学到一些很好的东西，很美的东西，我在这里学到，那里学到了。他每一次说话呢，他都是在讲彼得前书里面他学到的东西。他说可不可以让他写点除了彼得前书以外的其他的。
Writer to the Hebrews is saying, listen, you folk are reading this, but you've got a problem. All you want is milk.And you need to get into the Bible yourself and study it so that you will start eating solid food.
因为这个希伯来书的作者呢，跟他当时的那些希伯来的基督徒说呢，你们所要做的，你们现在所有得到的都是从别处听来的，你们吃的只是牛奶，你们能不能够自己去读圣经，然后这样的话呢，你们自己可以像吃到干粮那样吃。
Milk is good, and you could live on that for the first year of your life, and everything would be fine.
牛奶呢是好的，因为你当你一岁的时候呢，你可以一直吃牛奶，你可以你的人生可以继续。
But if you're 5 years old, you're still only drinking milk. You're not going to go far. You're not going to do much. You're not going to be very strong and tall.You've got to get off milk and onto solid food. That doesn't mean stop listening to the preachers, but it means you must read the Bible for yourself.
一旦你五岁呢，以后呢，你不可能成天靠喝牛奶，只喝牛奶活着。如果说你只喝牛奶呢，那么说呢，你的身体一定会出现问题，你在很多方面会变得很虚弱。所以呢，你必须开始去吃其他的食物，吃其他的干粮，这样你才能继续。这个并不意味着说你不要来听讲道人讲道。这个意思呢，就是讲道人的讲道你还听，但是你要自己读圣经。
So verse 13, anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teachings about righteousness. There's far more. You've got to learn the more.
所以第十三节说呢，凡只能吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩，这远远有很多东西你要去学，你应该去学更多的东西。
Solid food is verse 14 for the mature who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil.
所以呢，干粮呢是在第十四节里，唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练得通达，就能分辨好歹。
How do you learn good and evil? How do you get that knowledge? Answer, by continual use. You use that logic over and over and over and over again in what you do, in how you study.You will learn, but only if you use it.
所以你怎么知道分辨好歹呢？ 那么就是说呢，你要把你学到的那些东西去继续的学习，继续思考，继续去用。如果你不用呢，你就会忘掉。所以你不断的练习，不断的用你那个所学到的知识呢，你就能分辨好歹。
What separates a good athlete from a great athlete?
所以呢，怎么让一个好的运动员和一个坏的运动员分别开来呢？
A good athlete has some natural abilities. A great athlete practices diligently every day.
所以呢，一个好的运动员呢，他本来有很多的先天的天赋在他身上，但是一个优秀的运动员呢，他需要每天不断的训练，他才能成为一个优秀的运动员。
All right, now the difficult parts, the parts in chapter 6. Therefore, let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ and go on to maturity.
所以呢，这个呢，难题来了，是在第六章的第一节里。第一节，第六章第一节是，所以我们应当离弃基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步。
All right, so he's speaking to Hebrew followers, people of the Hebrew religion, and he's saying to them, we have to go on. We're going to leave the elementary things, milk, and we're going to go on to solid food.
所以呢，他开始呢，跟那些希伯来的基督徒开始讲，就说呢，现在呢，开始了，我们要离开那个牛奶，然后我们开始干粮。我们要把那个刚开始学的那些东西，我们要应当离开它。
So the first thing that will help us to understand this passage is the little phrase, the elementary teachings about Christ.
所以呢，在这一篇文章里，我们要理解的就是这么一个词组，就是基督教导的开端。
These elementary teachings about Christ would be things that were common in the Old Testament religion about the coming Messiah, the coming Christ.
所以呢，这个基督道理的开端呢，就实际上是关于在旧约时代他们所教导的关于弥赛亚或者说基督的那些教义。
Okay, we don't want to just stay in the Old Testament trying to figure out who Jesus is, who the Christ is. Go on to the New Testament and look at the reality of Jesus Christ.
我们呢，没有必要就是一直在学习旧约，去想出来，去发现，基督是谁，弥赛亚是谁。我们要，去学习新约。新约呢，实际上就是基督和弥赛亚的真实的存在在新约里。
Now are listed a few things that the Old Testament teaches us about Jesus Christ, but there's more. Here are the Old Testament things.
所以呢，实际上这里讲到的旧约里呢，教导了我们关于主耶稣基督的一些事儿。但是呢，下面你要看这里教导的更多的。
First of all, not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death.
所以呢，这里讲到的就是说呢，就如那懊悔死刑信靠神。
John the Baptist preached that clearly before he knew Jesus Christ.
所以呢，施洗约翰呢，他把这个教导的非常清晰，在他认识主耶稣基督之前。
That was part of the Aaronic priesthood.
这也是那个亚伦那个祭司制度的一部分。
Faith in God. Was that a New Testament or an Old Testament truth?
对神的信心，这是说是在旧约里教导的呢，还是在新约里新教导的呢？
Well, of course, it's a New Testament truth, but it's Old Testament as well. And all the people in the Aaronic priesthood knew about faith in God.
因为当然呢，这个是在旧约时代也教导了，在新约内呢也是新的教导了。但是当时在亚伦那个祭司时代的所有的人呢，都知道要对神有信心。
What about instruction about baptism? Is that New Testament or Old Testament?
所以呢，就是那个对洗礼的指导呢，是在旧约里有呢，还是在新约里才有的呢？
And the word there is a little bit difficult to understand because it's baptisms. What it really means is washings. And in the Old Testament, there were many, many washings. They had to wash the parts of the animal. They had to wash themselves. They had to wash their clothes. Much in the Old Testament was about washings. We got to go on from that.
那实际上呢，这个洗礼这个词呢，可能比较难理解。但是在旧约时代呢，它实际上就是洗的意思。就因为在旧约时代有太多的要洗的东西，他们把动物洗了，把人自己洗了，把衣服洗了，把所有东西都洗了。所以呢，这些所有的你要做的呢，就是继续往前走。
What about the laying on of hands? Why, the Old Testament was full of that. You bring an offering to the altar, you put the lamb here, you put your hand on the lamb, and the offering was imputed to yourself because of the laying on of hands. The Old Testament was full of laying on of hands.
所以为什么关于按手呢？按手是怎么说呢？在旧约里面呢，其实这到处都是这个按手的这个礼仪。就是当时呢，你要是带一只赎罪的动物来到祭坛里赎罪的时候呢，你就把你的手按在那个献祭的动物上面。这所有的都是说是这个按手在旧约里到处都是充满。
The teaching of the resurrection of the dead.Was an Old Testament teaching. They believed.
因为这关于那个复活呢，也是在旧约里有教导。
They all believed that Abraham had risen from the dead.
他们所有人都相信亚伯拉罕从死里复活了。
They certainly knew that Enoch and Elijah had risen from the dead.
他们也当然知道那个以诺和以利亚都也是从死里复活了。
The last one is eternal judgment, and that's what the Bible teaches, eternal judgment.
最后一项呢，就是说有那个永恒的审判，所以在那个圣经里一直在教导有永恒的审判。
So what is the apostle saying here? He says, we've got two priesthoods.The Aaronic priesthood, which is the Old Testament. The Melchizedek priesthood, which is the New Testament. You've got to leave the Aaronic priesthood and all these things we just talked about in that. And you've got to go on to the priesthood of Melchizedek because it is far better. It's the one that talks about eternal life.
实际上呢，这个使徒在这里教导的是什么呢？就是说呢，你们看这里有一个亚伦的祭司制度，这里有一个麦基洗德的祭司制度。你们所有的人呢，都知道亚伦的这个祭司制度，你们知道所有的一切。但是呢，你们现在要离开这个亚伦的祭司制度的，你们来到那个麦基洗德的这个祭司制度里面，因为这个麦基洗德的祭司制度呢是远远好过亚伦的那个祭司制度。麦基洗德的这个祭司制度呢，谈到呢是永恒的生命。
So Paul says in verse 3, this is what we're going to do. Again, I say Paul, it's really the writer to the Hebrews, whoever he was. But he says, we are going to try to do that. We're going to go beyond the Aaronic priesthood. We're going to try to explain to you the great Melchizedekan priesthood of Jesus Christ.
依然呢，他又说这是使徒保罗，实际上讲的就是说是那个希伯来的书的作者讲的，就是我们要 原哎呀离开那个亚伦的那个祭司之的，来到麦基洗德这个祭司之的里面。
All right, so now the difficult verses 4 and 5 and 6.
所以呢，现在呢，我有几节比较难懂的经文，就是4、5、6节。
It says it's impossible for those who've been once enlightened, who've tasted the heavenly gift, shared in the Holy Spirit, who've tasted the goodness of the Word of God and the powers of the coming age, if they fall away, to be brought back to repentance, because to their loss they are crucifying the Son of God all over again and subjecting him to public disgrace.
所以第四节说呢，论到那些已经蒙了光照，尝过天恩的滋味，又与圣灵有份，并尝过神善道滋味，觉悟乃是全能的人，若是离弃道理，就不能叫他们重新懊悔了，因为他们把神的儿子重钉十字架，明明的羞辱他。
He's basically saying, we have got to go on.We've got to mature, we've got to get to the Melchizedekian priesthood, because if you go back, it's going to be impossible to bring you back again.
所以呢，基本上就是说呢，我们现在呢要继续前行，我们已经成熟了，所以我们要进入到那个麦基洗德的那个至死之柱的里面去。如果你继续回到那个亚伦的那个祭司制度里面呢，是我没有可能再把你带回来。
So here's the principle of the book of Hebrews. The Jew in the days of the apostles gets up in the morning and he has got to decide what to do.
所以呢，这就是当时呢在当时的希伯来犹太基督徒他们面临的问题，就是说呢，他们早晨起来，那些使徒们早上起来呢，他们要决定今天要做什么。
He's got to decide whether when he gets out of bed on the Sabbath morning, whether he should go back to the temple and the Aaronic priesthood, or whether he should go on to Jesus and go to the gospel chapel.
所以呢，当他们早晨在安息日的早晨起来的时候呢，他们要决定他们是否是回到亚伦祭司制的那个时代，去到他们的会堂里呢，还是去到那个基督徒的教堂里面呢？
That is the great issue that they all faced.
他们都必须面临这样一个大的问题。
They could say, I think I'll go back to the temple.That's a good religion. They teach good things there. My friends are there. My family is there. That's where I'm comfortable. I think I'll go back.
所以呢，也很多人都会这样想，说我应该去到那个会堂里面去，因为他们在那里教很多好的东西。我的朋友们，我的家人，我的所有的人都在那个里面，当时他们都在里面，我在那里感到比较舒服，所以我应该去到那会堂去。
Others said, no, I'm going to go on with Jesus. I recognize that he is the Melchizedekian priest. He offers me eternal life. He offers me complete forgiveness of sins.Not just covering of sins. He offers me the life of the Holy Spirit of God, not just intellectual knowledge. I am going to go with Jesus.
所以呢，你有些人你应该这么说，你说我要去跟随我们的主耶稣基督，因为主耶稣基督他是麦基洗德那个神赐的祭司制度。所以呢，我要到主耶稣基督那里去，主耶稣基督呢，他是赐给我永生，然后呢，他是赦免了我的罪，而不是只是说是遮盖了我的罪。他给我提供了一个永恒的，就是说，当我信了主耶稣基督，神的圣灵就在我里面，是这样一个永恒的生命，而不是说简单的我在会堂里学点知识什么之类的。
That's the decision that every one of us either made or will have to make. The issue is, are we going to stay with what is good or bad? Or are we going to go on with Jesus to that which is perfect and complete and the only way that will save us?
所以呢，实际上呢，这就是我们每天所要面临的这种一些问题。我们是回到那些好的或者是坏的东西里面去了，还是我们去跟随主耶稣基督呢？那是一个极其完美的，是完全唯一的，能够救我们的那个里面去了。
Now verse 4 says, if you get close to making the right decision, make sure you don't make the wrong decision.So verse 4 says, go ahead.
所以第四节说呢，如果你已经接近了做那个正确决定了呢，所以你要确保你不要回到以前那个错误的决定里面去。
It says, it's impossible for those who have been once enlightened, number one, who've tasted the heavenly gift, number two, who've shared in the Holy Spirit, number three,who've tasted the goodness of the word of God and the powers of the coming age, number four.
因为第四节第五节这样说的，那当那些已经蒙了光照的，这是第一，尝过天恩的滋味的，这是第二，又与圣灵有份的，这是第三，并尝过神善道的滋味的，这是第四。
Now, who are these people?
那么这些人是谁呢？
And for illustration purposes, I'm going to say they are very like the people who followed Moses out of Egypt into the promised land and got all the way to Kadesh Barnea when they said, let's go back.
那实际上呢，就是说呢，这里作为一个例子来讲呢，就是说在旷野里那些所有跟随摩西的人，他们已经快要到达应许之地的时候，到那个叫一个 Kesh Tamea 的地方，他们说已经快要进入了，他们说我们回到旷野去吧。
You'll remember that they all saw the wonderful works of the Lord as he destroyed Egypt.The 10 plagues.
所以呢，他们你知道，那当时在旷野的人，所有的人呢，都看见过主呢，行的那个大神迹，他用石灾来摧毁了埃及。
They all went through the Red Sea.
他们所有的人呢，都通过了红海。
They all drank the water from the rock.
他们所有的人呢都喝过从那个岩石里流出来的水。
They all ate the manna.
他们所有人都吃过马拉。
They were all blessed of God every day in the wilderness for a year.
所以呢，他们所有的人呢每天都在赞美神，每天赞美，有一直坚持了一年。
And then they went to Kadesh Barnea.God said to them, go up now and fight the Amorites. I will deliver you out of their hand. You can have their land. And they said, no, we'd rather go back to Egypt, God.
所以呢，他们都到了那一个地方的时候呢，到一个地方那个神就跟他说呢，你就进去和那个亚玛利亚人战斗，然后那个应许地就是你们的。然后他们所有人说不，我们不想跟他们战斗，所以我们要回到旷野去。
God says there's no hope for you.
所以神说，那你们就完全没有希望。
If you've seen all that I've done for you, and you won't make a simple decision to go ahead, you will die in the wilderness. It's impossible for you to get saved now.And they all died in the wilderness.
Sorry, go ahead. Yeah. 所以神就跟他们说呢，如果你见到我行的所有的这么多神迹，现在只要你做出一个简单的决定往前进一步，你都不愿意，所以现在呢，你们就不能得救了。你们所有的人呢，当时所有的人都死在旷野。
Okay, so back to verse 4. These people in the wilderness, had they been enlightened? Yep, they sure saw the truth of God. Not only the truth from the tabernacle, they saw God working in marvelous ways. They'd been enlightened.
所以呢，第四节继续说，这些是蒙了光照，他们蒙了吗？是的，他们讲学到了很多所有的东西，神教导他们的，而不是只是在会幕里、帐幕里学到的那些东西。
Had they tasted the heavenly gift?
他们尝过天恩的滋味吗？
Yeah, they'd all tasted the manna. They ate the manna every day. They said, this is good stuff.
所以呢，他们所有的人都吃过玛纳，他们呢每天都吃玛纳，所以他们这个玛纳很好吃。
Had they shared in the Holy Spirit?
他们也有与圣灵有份吗？
Yes, when the Holy Spirit came upon Moses, they saw the miracles. They saw what the Holy Spirit God did, not only against their enemies, but for them. They shared in the Holy Spirit.
因为他们当然与圣灵有份了，他们所有的人都见过那个当圣灵在摩西身上时候，摩西所行的一些神迹，所以他们所看到的那些东西呢，实际上都是与圣灵有份。Had
they tasted of the good things to come?
他们尝过神善道的滋味吗？
Yeah, they tasted of the good things of the Word of God. They tasted of the powers of the coming age.
所以呢，实际上他们尝了神美善的话语和来世全能的人。
But they fell away.
但他们却离弃了道理。
And God says it's impossible to bring them back.
神就说呢，是不可能再把他们带回来。
So God says, I'm not going to try to bring you back. You go wander in the wilderness for the next 38 years.
于是说呢，我都甚至不会尝试把你带回来，你们自己跑到旷野去游荡40年吧。It
was impossible to be brought back to repentance because to their loss, they are crucifying the Son of God all over again and subjecting him to public disgrace.
就不能叫他们重新悔改了，因为他们把神的儿子重钉十字架，明明的羞辱他。They're
basically saying, Jesus, you're not good enough.
他们基本上说是主耶稣基督，你并没有那么好。It's
true you died on the cross, but you're not good enough to follow. We're going back to the temple.
当然是真的，你在十字架上死了，但是这并不能足够让我们跟随你，我们要回到旧约的那个里面去。When
you go back to the temple, what are you saying? You're saying, God, Jesus was good, but he's not good enough, you know, not good enough for me. I'm quite satisfied being where I am.
所以呢，当他们回到会堂的时候呢，他们会说神呐，主耶稣基督是好的，但是呢，基督并没有好到那个程度。
And what they're doing is subjecting the Lord Jesus to public disgrace by saying God is not good enough to fulfill the promises that he made in and through Jesus.
因为他们明明的羞辱了主耶稣基督，他们怎么羞辱主耶稣基督？他们这样说呢，就是神呐，您并没有足够好的那种程度，那种好呢，能够让你的那个应许可以在主耶稣基督身上实现。That's
why becoming a Christian is a big thing.
这就是为什么呢？你成为基督徒是一件很大的事儿。
Becoming a Christian divides the people. Some say, I'm going back. Some say, I'm going ahead. And the two are divided and they go farther and farther and farther away from one another.
因为这个呢，就是说你成为基督徒以后，其实上把两类人给分开了。一类人呢，他说他要回去；另一类人呢，说我们继续跟随主耶稣基督。
So you and I have to decide, whether we're going to go with Jesus or whether we're going to go back to the Aaronic priesthood, it was good. Back to our other religion, it might be good. Go back to our friends, that might be good. Go back to our family. The question is, are you going ahead or are you going back?
你是继续跟随主耶稣基督呢，你还是回到亚南那个阶段，你是继续跟随主耶稣基督呢，你还是回到亚南那个，就是实在或者回到你以前的那个宗教里，或者回到你的家人里面，或者回到你以前所做的那些好的东西里面去呢？所以呢，这个里面呢，就是说呢，尽管那些东西有时是好，但是你就是说你的做出这样一个决定，你是跟随主耶稣基督呢，还是回到你以前的那个状况里面去？
Of course, the problem is, if you're going ahead, then you're going to be alone without what you had before. If you go back, you're going to miss out on Jesus. If you go ahead, you're going to, sorry, if you, that's right. If you go back, you miss out on Jesus. But if you go ahead, you're going to miss the old ways, the old people. It's going to be a new life. That's why the Bible says, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new.
所以呢，你现在呢，就是你要决定的是继续跟随着主耶稣基督，还是回到你以前的那个状态里面去呢？当然呢，问题就是说，如果说你跟决定跟随主耶稣基督呢， 那么说呢，你会感到孤独，你那个里面呢就是没有多少人跟着你在一起。如果你回到以前的那个身份呢，你就会错过了主耶稣基督。所以呢，然后你又所有的你的一切、你的家人和你周围的环境、你所有的一切东西。但圣经说呢，如果我们跟随主耶稣基督呢，以后呢，我们就是一个新造的受造物，我们是新造的人，所以一切都是新的，我们的人生将一切都是新的。
So the question is, what kind of person are you?
问题是呢，你是哪一类的人？
Are you going ahead or are you going back?
你是朝前走呢，还是往后退？
So the writer to the Hebrews says in verses 7 and 8, there are two kinds of land.
所以呢，那个希伯来书的作者呢，在七八节里呢，就是有两种不同的地。What's
growing in your life?
所以在你的人生里生长什么呢？
And so verse 7 says, land that drinks in the rain, often falling on it, and that produces a crop useful to those for whom it was farmed, receives the blessing of God.
第七节说呢，就如一块田地，吃过李四下的雨水，生长菜蔬，合乎耕种的人用，就从神得福。Are
you that kind of land? The land that drinks in the rain. What's the rain speak of?
你是这样的一块田吗？ 那个田呢，吸满了雨水。
What happens if you drink in the truth of God?
这个雨水代表什么？就代表神的话。就是说，如果你一直喝神的话，你会发生什么呢？
You produce a crop that is useful to those for whom it is farmed. That would be God Himself and you and those you love. That land produces a crop useful to those whom it is for whom it is farmed, they all will receive blessings of God. And I say that's what I want.
所以呢，如果你是喝个神的神，那你就会生长菜蔬。就是这样的话呢，就合乎耕种的人，这个耕种的人就是神。所以呢，合乎耕种的人就用，这样呢，你就从神那里得福。这是我想要的。
I've only got one life. That's my land.
我只有一次生命，这就是我的田。And
I want that land to be fruitful. I want a good crop coming out of my land so that God can say on Judgment Day, Harold, you had a good crop in your life. Thank you very much.
因为实际上我要我这个人生的这块田地呢，在生产很多的菜蔬，生产得到丰收，所以呢，我想要用这个让神来耕种。当我呢在天上见到神的时候呢，神会对我说：“哈尔的，你这块田，长了很多的植物，长了很多的菜蔬，丰收了。”
But there's another kind of land.
有另外一种地。
Verse 8 says, but land that produces thorns and thistles is worthless and is in danger of being cursed. In the end, it will be burned up.
第八节说呢，这块地若长的荆棘和蒺藜，必被废弃，尽于咒诅，结局就是焚烧。
Two kinds of land.
两种不同的田地。
They both receive the same rain.
所以人都收到了天上降下来的雨。
One brings forth a beautiful crop, the other brings forth thorns and thistles and weeds.
所以一块田地呢生产更好的菜蔬，另一个呢生长了荆棘和蒺藜。
What kind of a life are you going to be?
你要成为哪一种人生呢？
That's the big issue. You, Hebrews, are you going to go on with Jesus, the Melchizedek priest, or are you going to stay back with Aaron?
这是一个很大的问题，你要做出决定。就当时的希伯来基督徒呢，你要跟随像麦基洗德那样的主耶稣基督的那样的祭司制度呢，还是回到亚伦的祭司制度里面去？
Now many people when they read these verses read them without the context that we've considered tonight.
所以呢，很多人呢在读这些经文的时候，他们不是从上下文，像我们今天下午这样来读的。
Bible problems usually result from taking the Bible out of its context.
所以呢，很多人他们的问题呢，就是当他们读圣经的时候呢，他们把那一节经文从上下文中间拿出来读。
The context here is,Are we going to go with Jesus or are we not?
所以呢，上下文的关系是这样的，就是我们是继续跟着主耶稣基督，还是不跟随着他？
All right, so, many of you have read these verses and have said, uh-oh, I'm not really sure.Whether I'm a Christian or not. I'm not sure whether there's any hope for me. What if I turn back when I should have been going ahead? And so next week, Lord willing, if the Lord enables me and you, we're going to deal with your questions on these verses. They're very important. They are very often misunderstood, we want to answer those questions.
所以呢，有些很多人读到这些经文，读到这些经文的时候，他们说：“哦，我到底是不是个基督徒呢？我到底得救了没有呢？所以，我是不是继续跟着主前行呢？还是我回到了从前的人生里面去了？所以这里面呢，通常有这样的问题。所以下个星期呢。”主若许可他能够来，你们大家都能够来的话呢，他就会来回答大家提出的关于这些经文的问题。他知道大家有很多问题。
So I'm not going to deal with the questions now, but next week I want you to present us the questions. And you've also got to pray that the Lord will give me wisdom for the answers. But the questions are important and the answers are important. So for next week, that's what we're going to do.
所以呢，现在呢，我不会回答大家的问题，所以记得下个星期把你的问题带来，记得你们要祷告，祷告呢，让神呢，帮助他给出答案， 这些问题呢都是很重要的问题，所以呢下个星期我们会回答大家的任何问题。
All right, so we're going to leave it there now. We're going to have a quick word of prayer. I'm going to leave you quickly, and we'll see you next week. The children meet at 3:30 today, and we have our prayer meeting at 7:30. We're going to keep on going.
因为我们现在来一个简单的祷告，祷告结束以后呢，我会很快的离开。所以呢，你们大家呢，今天记住3:30呢有儿童的圣经学习，晚上7:30有祷告会，我们来祷告。
Let us pray. Lord, we want to thank you for dealing with these big issues.
主啊，我们要献上感恩，因为您来跟我们应对这样的大的问题。
And Lord, we don't want to be like those foolish people at Kadesh Barnea.
主啊，我们也不想像样那些来到 Kadesh Barnea 的那样的愚蠢的人。
We want to move on the basis of what we know about the Lord Jesus. Help us to keep on going by faith.
因为我们要知道很多的一些基础的关于主耶稣基督的，所以我们要凭着信心继续往前走。
And so, Lord, we just pray that you will bless each one of us. Thank you for bringing us together today.
所以呢，主要我们现在祷告，求您赐福给我们在座的每个人，感谢您把我们今天带到一起。
Thank you for teaching us.
感谢您来教导我们。
Thank you for warning us.
感谢您来警告我们。
We give thanks now, looking to you for blessing in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩，祈求您的赐福，我们奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Again, thank you all today. May the Lord bless us, everyone.
Thank you, Carol.
Thank you, Harold.
God bless you.
Thank you, Roy.
Amen.
Thank you.
May the Lord bless us.